Proclamation number 3576 of 13th of October, 1945. Light, knowledge, power. The light of knowledge casts its rays into the darkness and banishes fear in times of earthly adversity. Where there is knowledge of the pure truth, earthly distress is no longer felt so deeply because the human being finds an explanation for it and recognizes God's guidance and rule even in the greatest earthly adversity. He who stands in the light knows about the ominous darkness that surrounds all people who are far from God. He knows about the effect of the lack of light and also about God's love, which wants to help people. Thus he recognizes such a means of help in earthly adversity and does not let himself be depressed by it. The light, i.e., the knowledge of pure truth, gives him strength, for light and strength are one. And thus the knowing human being will also be able to fetch strength in the most distressed situation from where he has taken the knowledge. From the divine word, which is offered to him by God himself if only he desires it. Only one is the giver of pure truth and therefore also the giver of light. Only one is the source of strength, and anyone who has recognized this source of strength and allows himself to be nourished by it can stay on earth in the darkest surroundings. He will always be surrounded by light and the darkness will not burden him. The intimate connection with God, with the eternal light, which he establishes through prayer and activity of love, will also make him a constant recipient of light, and rays of light will emanate from him again, which will likewise break through the darkness for his fellow human beings and impart strength to them. For the light radiates in a wide radius. Knowledge of the pure truth can make many people happy if only they remain in a circle of light of a light giver and allow themselves to be radiated through. Without knowledge, however, the human being's state in times of earthly adversity is bleak. It makes them despair and feel that life is a heavy burden. For they lack the explanation for the suffering which affects people. And therefore it is far better to stand in the light of knowledge, to know about the all-generating and enlivening power, about its love and the relationship of the created to its creator. The knowledge of pure truth is pleasing and satisfying, and the knowing human being also feels the closeness of the eternal deity. Because in possession of the power he feels connected to the one from whom the power emanates. He has established the right relationship because he has recognized his affiliation with his creator and wants to prove himself worthy of it. Light is knowledge, and knowledge is power. For it emanates from God, the center of light and strength from eternity. Amen.